Do you know what this is? You probably can't see it, but I am holding great possibilities. I'm holding pure potential and mountain-moving faith. Maybe it would help if I show you this. Now, have you guessed what it is? It's a mustard seed. There is probably no way you can see this single seed, but in the bottle of hundreds of them, you get the idea. Obviously, it's really small. Why would I be talking today about a mustard seed? Well, Jesus did more than once. He took this small little seed and used it as a big example of how a little faith mixed with a little action can do mighty things. First, let's look at the parable of the mustard seed. Jesus used parables, simple stories used to illustrate truth or spiritual lessons. Parables actually make up about one-third of all his recorded teachings. And if you think about it, even today, there's nothing like a story to move us, challenge us, make us think, or make us aware of something. They're easy to listen to and draw us in. Jesus was a master storyteller, and he used a small, simple mustard seed, just like this, as the main focus of one of his shorter parables. Though it may be small, it packs a big truth. Mark 4:30. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Jesus uses this little seed to describe the kingdom of God. The gospel message of faith can begin this small in all of us. But here's the challenge. If I hold this seed and never take the action to move, share, and plant it, it will not grow. I must plant and water and cultivate it around me, and over time, it will flourish and grow. But how often do we hide our seed of faith and truth away, not sharing it with those around us? The kingdom of God will be a place of rest for God's people. We must move, let our light shine, and live out loud the faith we hold dear. Jesus also spoke of this little seed when describing the size faith we only need when it comes to trusting him. Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Mountain-moving faith. All it takes is believing this much, trusting this much, surrendering your will and life to something greater. We make it so difficult sometimes when all it takes is simple faith. When we trust God and know His love for us, we will want to plant these small seeds of truth, love, joy, peace, and kindness. That is the kingdom of God that will grow and flourish. When we have this much faith to say, "Yes, I believe." As we walk in God's truth and seek His will, mountains will move and we'll see God's hand in all things. And our faith, even though it may have started small, begins to grow bigger and bigger for the world to see. That's the truth. It may have a small beginning, but what a simple reminder of the big possibilities God has in store if we take that first step and have a little faith. I'm Lori Klein.